This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are back on Bad Gays with... Oh, I'm not introducing myself again.
Because I don't need no introduction.
Oh, thank you, Helen. It's very nice of you.
Alex and... Helen, the other bad gay in this equation.
What?
But we're joined by someone who very special.
Who can do a lot of bad, but a lot of good things with her talents. Hi, Tara.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You are part of the current Circus Oz show that's touring these school holidays. It's very exciting. A little bio on that. A spring awakens the city after a brisk winter. Plan a refreshing adventure at the Royal Botanical Gardens.
So this year it's really exciting. We're underneath the big top. So it's a bit of a Circus Oz tradition that every year we set up the big top somewhere, and we're lucky enough to be inside the Botanical Gardens this year, which is beautiful because I get to eat my breakfast and my lunch is underneath all the trees.
And the weather's been really shaking up lately. Spring has officially sprung.
Oh, it has sprung.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in Melbourne, in brackets if people are listening overseas, hello, summer, winter, whatever month it is there. Now, I read in your bio, after being inspired watching, after watching a man balance 4 chairs on his face. Okay, please explain this. Like, what?
I was 7 years old. I was at my school assembly.
And what?
Yes. Yep. So just sitting there as a little kid, sitting cross-legged as you always are. And there was a circus and drama program and they wanted to get more children involved. So this guy, David Joseph, who's still very close to my heart, he balanced 4 chairs on his face. I remember looking at that and being like, whoa, that is like the most stupid thing anyone could ever do. And like, what's the point of it apart from have fun and like, spark imagination. Because you can. Yeah. And that's what I love about circus is...
Yep.
Why not?
How many people do you know, Helen, that can carry 4 chairs on their face?
I'm wondering, Tara, can you?
Oh, hell no.
So at the sum total of 0.
Yeah, obviously. Yep. But I have learned to balance 4 umbrellas on my feet instead. So it's like the opposite end of my body, but I think it's still pretty cool.
That's awesome. You did a Bachelor of Circus Arts at the National Institute of Circus Arts, specializing in foot juggling and hula hoops.
Yes.
Awesome. What I'm really curious to know, what other things could you like specialize in? At the core.
Whoa, I just pressed the...
We're doing some moves right now.
Yeah. Practicing my chair choreography right now. You can do anything. You can do flying trapeze. My favorite skill of all time there is actually called Happy Cook. And it's the most useless skills. It's
like
balancing 4 cups on a platter, with a teaspoon, and you throw it up so all teaspoons do a flip and land back in the cup.
Okay. My jaw's dropped.
It's not so acrobatic and fancy, but for me, I'm just like, that takes years to learn.
But there's a constant theme of 4 here. Why 4? What's the number 4 got to do with circuses and acrobatics?
Yeah. Next week on Mythbusters.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's 1 more than 3 and a little less than 5. Maybe 5's too hard. I don't know.
Yeah, too much to juggle.
It's my sweet spot. No. 4 is the sweet spot.
But actually, when you juggle, 5 is a lot easier than 4.
Oh.
Actually, no, that's not true. Oh. Basically, you can do any number of things. I think 4 is like my number of the day, kind of like Sesame Street right now.
So. Well, I can do 3. Sometimes.
You can juggle 3.
Three oranges. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It depends on the day.
We'll go for 4.
Go for 4.
Why not?
4's
so,
the number.
So you, as a 7-year-old, entered the fabulous world of acrobatics and circus?
Yeah, I started these classes at primary school and I kind of just fell in love with it from there. And I rode my bike around to every youth circus I could find in the area. And I would basically ride my bike around Melbourne. And I just fell in love with performing. I was on stage, but this is before I did a lot of skills. And then I was that person at the back that didn't do a lot, also because I broke my feet at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Going on a bit of a tangent here, but I remember everyone would laugh. And so they weren't looking at what was happening. They were getting distracted by me just being an idiot at the back. And from that, I went, oh, I love performing. I should probably learn how to do something other than just be an idiot. Although now in this show, I have to tell you, I'm pretty much just being an idiot.
You're just being bad. And
just
I love
being
it.
Bad. Thank you.
Why not?
Fitting in perfectly.
Yeah. Some people have described your performances as insane or slightly eccentric. And your mother's greatest fear is that one day you'll electrocute yourself.
Yeah.
Is she aware you're not an electrician and you are a gym?
I think that might be the issue, because maybe if I was an electrician, I'd be smart enough not to do what I'm doing right now.
Right.
So this is a reference to, I have an act where I put a live popcorn machine on my head, fill it up with popcorn, plug it into a power outlet, and then end up, you know, rubbing butter and salt goes everywhere. Whilst also, I'm hula hooping, by the way. I should put that out. Yeah, there's four at a time. I might do a sneaky five, but let's not tell anyone that. But yeah, and so I remember, you plug yourself in and there's a 240 volts going through this popcorn helmet that is on my head that is like spurting out popcorn.
It must be hot.
It is quite hot. Actually, when I was at the circus school that we're talking about, the first time I ever tried this, my teacher was sitting there with a fire extinguisher just in case.
But had the utmost confidence in you, of course.
Yeah.
It was a workplace health and safety measure.
That's what I did in the back room where no one else could look. That's not a joke.
Safety first.
Safety first. Definitely try to
do this at home.
Oh, just when no one's looking.
Now, a bit of a controversial kind of topical. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but bad gays, we break the rules here. There's no rules to follow.
There are none.
Now, a lot of people, performers, especially in circus acts, they take on this insane, like mentally insane persona. And sometimes it causes backlash with certain communities, and they'll make remarks and comments like, oh, you're depicting these people that are not like mentally or physically like stable, like that's wrong, and they choose not to support certain. And I'm obviously not saying that Circus Oz does any of this, but I'm just generally putting it out there. How would you respond to people who actively protest and choose not to go to circus arenas and stuff because they find it offensive, in brackets?
I think often when you're performing, it's hard to play someone that you're not. So you often take aspects of yourself.
Okay.
And so a lot of the time these components are coming from within, because we all have those sides of us. So I'd say if you're protesting, you don't know the story of everyone on stage. Perhaps this is also part of them.
Yeah.
So just go and see the circus, because everyone loves the circus and everyone should go.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
Mm. So give us the guff, Tara. When do you start the shows? When can we go to the big top? When can we experience the symbolic reference of four?
Well, we start on the 18th of September and we go till Sunday the 6th of October. So there's a few different shows, different time slots. So just check out the Circus Oz website and you'll be able to find a time that suits you to see the power of four.
I have gone, and it's monumental. There's nothing like it. So everyone go see Circus Oz, the new show, here at the Big Top in Melbourne. Thank you, Tara.
No worries.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.